The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
We're in the benediction. We will be returning to the game in just a moment.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Welcome back to the Long Hill Mount Academy Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school hoops this evening on CARE Radio as it's the season opener. And we're in the Northeast Kansas League as ACCHS is being hosted by Moore Hill Mount Academy. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer engineer in the CARE Sports Studio. Tom counts with you here courtside, and as quickly as that, the ball is up, the tip away, and the ladies' game has begun. ACCHS is going to take that opening tip off, and then they're going to come down court with the basketball. And here's going to be a shot from the top. It's a three, no good. Rebounding it down, the offensive follow is going to be up and in. And that bucket by Aaliyah Wallace, a six-foot junior, one of the Tiger starters. Also, Addison Schletzbaum and Natalie Nitz, Jordan Kamplinger, and Macy Burns. It's 2-0. Lady Tigers with the early, early lead. First possession of the ball game for MHMA. Ball is going to be knocked free, stolen away. Nitz is going to come up with an outlet, trying to get it down the court, but it's going to be thrown away way out in front of Schletzbaum. ACCHS under head coach Austin Eckert, again, coming into the ballgame 0-0, first game of the year for Moore Hill Mount Academy, and head coach Luke Noel. It'll be Zoe Steck. She is the senior starting. You'll find Nora Kickner and Scarlett Bagley with Hannah Coker and Bethany Urban. Those are the Lady Raven starters. Here's a turnaround shot. Zoe for two. And we are tied at two each. Just a minute into the ball game. Nitz will walk into the forecourt, skip it off on top. Schletzbaum eases over to the right side. Arm fully extended as she dribbles the ball way away from the body. Back out to Nitz, an uncontested three from the top of the key fails. Offensive rebound, followed up, missing. Rebound, and a jump ball called. Possession arrow will go to MHMA. Mitchell's a little confused early on, but here's the deal. The flip, or the opening tip-off went to the Tigers, so this should be Lady Raven ball, and it is. Here's the inbound thrown away. It's taken away by Schletzbaum. She'll feed to the baseline. An uncontested layup is errant. No good. Rebound to go down to Spagley. Here it comes. More Hillmount Academy. Quickly into the front court. Urban dumps it over to the right side. Baseline jump shot. Coker no good. Rebound at Nitz. The smallest player on the court coming up with the rebound. It's Zoe Steck reaching in and picking up a personal foul. Zoe Steck must realize, and we are less than 2 minutes into the first game, that her value to this team is more important than that one rebound in the first minute or so of the first game. They need her for a lot of reasons, and not the least of which is the only senior in the team. You need some leadership out there, and she provides that. 6:10 to go in the opening quarter. It's a 2-2 ball game. Cross-court pass. Atchison County with the basketball. Wallace gets it back. Nitz will send up another shot. Her third. She will miss that one as well, and rebounding it back down is going to be Zoe. Steck brings it down, looks over her shoulder, making sure she's not being trailed by a defender. Pulls the ball up, kicks it out on top to Coker. Back over to the left side to Bethany Urban. She'll drive in, bumped a couple of times. No foul called. Urban will change directions, goes into the lane, kicks it off on top. Three-point shot. Coker off the rim, no. And rebound pull down, Schletzbaum. Here comes ACCHS. Addison full tilt, racing down the court and tricked her teammate as she goes into the lane, tries to dump it over on the left side to Macy Burns, who was not anticipating the pass. It's going to come back to the Lady Ravens. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. It's still 2-2. Coast to coast, the driving layup is up, and it will not go in for Urban. She had gotten inside her defender. She had beaten Nitz down the floor, but then could not finish the shot. 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Still 2-2. Burns will have it on the right side. Now to Schletzbaum. The long two, perfect. First point to the ball game for Addison Schletzbaum, who led this team in scoring all last season. Here's a breakaway. Lady Ravens on the other end. Coker ties the game. Hannah Coker makes it 4-4 with 4:50 to play in the first quarter. Coming to you from the MHMA campus here in Atchison, Kansas. Games going on all around the conference. Here's a three. Top of the key. It's up off the rim. Nope. Rebound. Tipped out. And it's going to be taken away. Here comes Keckner down the floor. And she's going to have it stripped out of her hands. It'll be lost out of bounds. And it'll be Raven basketball. Multiple substitutions coming into the game. Coming into the game for the Lady Tigers will be 5'9 junior Jenna Pitts. And 5'7 junior Laney Panel. Checking in for More Hillmount Academy, Hope Banowitz. Also now, a late addition for Atchison County. Freshman Kinsey Bowerly. The ball's going to come in on the left side. Running jump shot is up way short for Urban. And a rebound pulled down by Schletzbaum. Schletzbaum comes up the court. She's always just leaning forward. Her shot is rejected, but she'll get her own rebound, push it back up and in. My point being a moment ago that Schletzbaum is full tilt all the time, leaning as she goes down the floor. And here's a tremendous transition basket for MHMA. Carly Kramer into the game. Hits that shot. We've got a timeout on the floor. Taking a break at 4:02 to go. Halfway through the opening quarter. Atchison County, MHMA. We're tied at 6.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Four minutes and 2 seconds to go in the opening quarter. ACCHS puts the ball in play. It'll be put in the game by Jordan Kamplinger. Schletzbaum will bring it up. Kamplinger will take it, starts to drive into the lane, kicks it over to the left side. Bowerly, big wide head fake shot goes up, missing badly, but we'll get a whistle, a foul. It. The freshman will come to the free throw line. We will see against whom the foul is called. And that is going to be on. We wait for somebody to get it up on the board here. It's going to be the second on Zoe Steck, and that is a problem for MHMA. Free throw is up, clanks off the right side of the rim. It's no good. One more shot coming up for Kinsey Bowerly. ACCHS will rotate. A couple of players back out on the floor. Bowerly's second free throw. On its way, looks good. She'll get it to roll in. Her first point tonight, and ACCHS is back in front at 7-6. Down the floor it comes. Banowitz goes to the baseline. She'll drive in, fade away. Doesn't quite get enough lean on the ball, and on the rebound, it's a jump ball tied up between Nora Keckner and Jenna Pitts. This time it'll go back to ACCHS. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter, 7-6. Lady Tigers with the lead. Atchison County, right side. Here's the three launched by the freshman. Very willing to take the shot. Didn't get it to fall. Here's a rebound underneath. That shot rejected. It's going to be slapped out of bounds, and Peckett will come again to ACCHS. Urban with the block. Scarlett Bagley coming back into the ball game. Nora Kentner will also return as Coker and Steck will get a first breather here today. 3:11 to go in the first. Atchison County, little back door, all alone, shot rejected. Bowerly has her second shot go up. Air ball out on top, Nitz for three, perfect. She is so good from the outside, Natalie Nitz, and she is willing to take the shots and then kind of shoot to score. It is 10-6 ACCHS. 2:50 to go in the opening quarter. We're going to get a timeout. Taking a break with MHMA. Again, 2:53 to go in the first. Atchison County, 10, MHMA 6.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
I'll tell you what, the fans for both of these teams have shown up in great numbers tonight. You can see they are ready for basketball and eager for the season to begin. You think we had a game going on here in mid-February, but game one of the season has drawn a very full house. 2:53 to go here in the opening quarter. It'll be MHMA basketball. ACCHS was saying, wait a minute, we'll just put this thing in play. And the official says, actually, going to the team that called the timeout, who had the ball when we took the timeout. And here comes Nora Keckner to do the inbound. Nora in the most lovely lavender shoes. The ball is going to come in play deep into the backcourt, and here comes Bethany Urban. First to the left, into the right, zigzags her way into the forecourt, getting bumped by Nitz. She's been getting bumped by Nitz all evening, but no fouls have been called on that. Now to the right side. Banowitz pulls up for dribble. Skip passes way hard off the ground, out of the reach of her teammate, and it'll be a turnover by Marhill Mount Academy. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Natalie Nitz hitting that three on the last possession, brings the ball up the floor. Tigers will take it over to the right side, keeping it down in front of and above the circle. The feed in the middle to Schletzbaum into the lane, goes from 13, and it is good. Addison Schletzbaum with a half a dozen already, and it is a 12-6 lead for Atchison County. Over to the right side, Banowitz skips it across the lane. The shot goes up. No foul call. Yeah, there was. Thought there was going to be a foul. I didn't know it was going to get called. It's going to be on Schlitzbaum. Addison will have her first foul of the game. It'll be the first foul called against Atchison County. And at the line, Nora Keckner. A couple of free throws coming Nora's way. She'll kind of shot put the first one up and right in there. Zoe Stick back into the game. Also back in, Hannah Coker. You got to think Coach Noel told Zoe, play hard, play carefully. One more free throw here for Nora. Up. Yes, she'll get them both. A little unconventional shooting style, but they all count the same. It is 12-8, Atchison County. We're down to 2 minutes of play in the first. Nitz will walk into the forecourt, dish it back over to the right side. Panel's got it, feeds to the right block. The shot up off the window went good. That's going to be Wallace for two. Hadn't heard much from Aaliyah since she scored the first points of the game, but she will make it a Tiger lead at 14-8. Minute 45 to go in the first quarter. And we're going to get a double dribble on Banowitz. Hope had it. Kind of lost the handle on it. Went back, recovered the ball, picked it up, and there is the foul call. Here comes Nitz. She'll walk it across, going a little bit from left to right as she goes into the forecourt. Stops, top of the key. No defender steps up in front of her. She'll throw in another three. You'll have to defend her. Otherwise, she is an excellent shooter. That is her second three already in the game. And quickly, it is 17-8. Out on top, Zoe. We've got a whistle off the ball. Morehill Mount Academy turns it over, and back it will come to Atchison County. ACCHS will make a handful of substitutions. Minute 23 to go here in the first. We're in Atchison. Natalie comes up the floor, crossing at the middle. We've seen now the Lady Ravens go to a zone, and that's what happens with the zone. A perimeter shot from the outside is going to be up and good. Jordan Kamplinger will have her first points of the game, and it is now 20-8. Skip pass will go to the baseline. It's going to be out of the reach of Scarlett Bailey, and another turnover by MHMA. Returning to the floor for Atchison County is going to be Jenna Pitts. Right now, we've got looking back here, 14-2 run by Morehill Mount Academy in the last about 4 minutes. In the last minute right now, though, of the opening quarter, driving shot is going to be up for the Tigers. It will miss. Rebounding it down, Lady Ravens. Yep, going with the basketball, it's going to be Zoe. She'll weave her way over to the left side, pulls it up above the circle, jumps it over to the left. Urban starts to drive in, changes direction, backs in, kisses it off the window and misses. The shot up over the top is going to be up and good. Get that bucket too, Carly Kramer. It'll be her fourth point of the game. 20-10. Time it up for the Tigers to run one more offensive play. 17-16, now 15 seconds left in the first. They'll push it off on top. Pitts has it. Between the circles, Kamplinger, 8 seconds, 7. Has to be very aware of the time. Now with 5, it'll come out on top. Pitts will launch 3. No. Rebound, battle 4, and it's still being scrimmed for as the opening quarter ends. We're taking a timeout. First quarter in the book in Atchison. It is ACCHS 20, MHMA 10.
Have you heard about the Candy Cane Chill Blizzard at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison? With peppermint candy cane pieces and choco chunks blended into the world-famous soft serve, it takes peppermint flavor to the next level. And it's here just in time to usher in the holiday feels. It is the blizzard of the month, so get one before they're gone. And be sure to order your ice cream cakes for the holidays now. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Happy to have you back with us here in Atchison. We go to the second quarter. Lady Tigers leading at 20-10. A recap of the scoring for you for ACCHS. It is 6 points apiece for Natalie Nitt and Addison Schlesbaum. Aaliyah Wattlish with 4-3 for Jordan Kamplinger and Kinsey Bowerly with 1. For Mar Hill Mount Academy, how about this? Their leading scorer coming off the bench is Carly Hay with 4. You've got 2 each then. Zoe Steck, Hannah Coker, and Nora Keckner. Alternate position will award the basketball to the Lady Ravens. We're set to go in the second quarter. It'll come into midcourt on the far side. Here comes quickly down the right side. Coker kicks into the baseline. Scarlett backs in, shot up, partially deflected, rebound pulled back down by MHMA, and we're going to have a foul on the floor. And against Atchison County, let's see against whom it will be called. It is on Jordan. Jordan Kamplinger picking up personal foul number 1. It'll be team foul 2. So team fouls are even. The Tigers will foul each on Kamplinger and Schlesbaum. For Morehill Mount Academy, Zoe Steck with 2 fouls. That's the entirety of the number of fouls that we have had called in this game. Now, Lady Ravens will have a little turnover with the travel. Back it comes to the Tigers. Early in the second quarter, 7:45. To play in the half. Hatches the candy with the basketball. Natalie Nitz will handle it up top side. Zoe will guard her. Lady Ravens have shifted back again to the zone defense. Now here's a drive to the left side. It's going to be put on its way and no good. We better go back down. Here comes Scarlett. She'll bring it down the court. She's 1-on-3. Turns around, gets it back behind her. 3-point shot. Airborne and perfect for Urban. Bethany Urban dialed it up and knocked it down. It now is 20-13. 7:11 to go in the half. Schlesbaum just kind of bounces her way as she hops and skips up in the forecourt. Here's a feed down low. Wallace turns, hits another 2. If and when Aaliyah Wallace gets the ball off that block, she particularly likes the right side being right-handed. She will go up with that shot. There's no arc on it at all. She knocks it off the backboard, and she is strong enough and tall enough at 6 foot tall. You're not going to change her shot. Here's her free throw up, missing. And a fight for the rebound will result in a jump ball. The bucket, but no free throw, makes it 22-13. Atchison County, with a 9-point lead, has the ball in play down to the baseline. We're a minute into the second quarter. Here's Nitz, the baseline 3. Not her shot. Rebound pulled down by Zoe Steck. Steck will bring it down. Dan will bring it up. Zoe comes top of the key. Starts left, comes right, working against Kamplinger. Kicks it now to Scarlett. Bagley has to run it down a little bit. A give and go in the middle. Zoe shot soft. And a rebound underneath to Wallace, and we're going to get another another Raven foul. And it is now the 3rd foul of the game by Zoe Steck. So Zoe, with 6:40 to play in the first half, picks up that foul, has to come out of the game, and she will be replaced by Hope Banowitz. So Hope will check in. 6.5 to go, rolling along here. Now the ball is knocked free, stolen away. It's a jailbreak. Bethany, left side of the lane, up and misses the driving layup. Rebound is going to be tipped out and saved down by the Tigers. Up with it will come Wallace, and she mishandles it and scores it anyway. Aaliyah Wallace with 8. 24-13. The 11-point lead is the largest for the Lady Tigers here today, and there's a shot from the top. Won't go for Urban. Rebounding it back down. ACCHS. Macy Burns clears down the basketball. We've hardly said Macy's name. She has not scored today. She's the only starter who has not. 5:55 left in the half. Here's Burns with the right side. Pass in the middle for Wallace. And the Ravens anticipated it. Got a hand on it. Knock it out of bounds. Off Atchison County. It'll be MHMA basketball. Urban will bring it up the floor. A little right-hand dribble. The defense is not pressing, not like they did in the JV game. They drop back and pick up the top of the key. Here's a feed to the left side. Urban thinking about the 3. A little scoop pass, trying to get it into Kramer. cannot. Tigers are going to steal it away. 5.5 to go in the half. Atchison County with the ball up 11. Here's a three. Schletzbaum counted. Addison Schletzbaum has her ninth point. And it is 27-13. We're going to get a timeout. Let's take it, Joseph, with 5:14 to go in the half. ACCHS 27, MHMA 13.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. 5 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the opening half here in this girls' high school basketball game on CARE Radio. The guys' game coming up after this one. JV games, it was the Lady Tigers winning in the JV contest and MHMA winning in the guys' JV game earlier here this evening. Bethany Urban brings it up the court. Goes over to the right side to Hannah Coker. Back out on top, Hope Banowitz going three. Off the window, nope. Rebound, Wallish. She'll kick it over to Schletzbaum. Drives down, goes in, just lost the handle on it. And the ball is on the floor, and we're going to have a foul called. Let's see. The culprit is going to be here. The official's having a little large, long look into the middle. Trying to decide against whom he is going to be calling this foul. And we're waiting to still see this thing come up. It will be the second foul of the game for Bethany Urban. So right now, MHMA a little thin in the 1-2 spot right now with Zoe Steck with three. Here's a three-point shot for Nitz that won't go in. And a rebound pulled back down. Nitz will cut loose with another one. This one will go. Nitz hits that one. Right now for the Tigers, there's a fight. There's a battle. There is a contest going on. Addison Schletzbaum, 9. Natalie Nitz with 9. Aaliyah Wallish with 8. And here's a shot from the outside. Up and won't go in. Rebound's going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back into the Tigers, who lead this game by some 17 points. 4:50 to go in the half. And Zoe is going to come back in the game for head coach Luke Noel. Now the official says, wait a minute, I was not ready for you guys to put the ball in play. So they're going to bring it back and make him do this again. Natalie Nitz will do the inbound. She brings it into Schletzbaum. 4:46. Clock's not running anymore. Oh, there we go. 30-13, Tigers. The kick will come over to the right side. The feed underneath. Stolen away. Here comes Hannah. Coker with the basketball. Goes left side. Zoe Steck. The Ravens need Zoe to find the range a little bit. Help them offensively. She's got 2 points back in the opening quarter. Ball's going to be batted away. And diving in, we're going to have a reach-in. We're going to have a foul called, and I suspect it's going to be on Macy Burns. Macy will have her first foul of the game. It'll be Tiger team foul 3. Atchison County will bring in 3 substitutions. Laney Panel is going to come back into the game. Got Jenna Pitts back in there. Here's the inbound. The shot goes up. Nope. We got to push in the back, and that's going to be, I think, the second foul on Kaplinger. Jordan Kaplinger just coming back into the game. We'll have her second foul. She's the first Lady Tiger to have more than one. And coming to the free throw line for Morehill Mount Academy will be Bethany Urban. She has 3 points in the game on that 3-point shot here earlier in the second quarter. Eyes up this free throw. High, arcing, and good. Matter of fact, Bethany's 4 points now in the second quarter are the only points for Moore Hill Academy in the second quarter. Looks it over, sends it on its way, hits the back of the rim, kicks out, and the rebound pulled down by ACCHS. Schletzbaum will bring it up the floor. We are halfway through the second quarter. 30-14, Atchison County in front. Girls High School Basketball, we're Northeast Kansas League. Feet will go to the left side of the lane, comes back out on top. Schletzbaum will launch it wide to the left side. Rebound is on the floor and fought for. Great job by Scarlett Bagley. I mean, she went all in on that, came up with the ball, and here comes the Lady Raven. Steck down the floor. An uncontested three is wide to the right side, and the rebound will carry him out of bounds, out of play. Going to come back in again, too. Atchison County. Schletzbaum will do the inbound work. And it'll be Kaplinger up the floor with it now. Nitz is out of the game, but has quickly already come back to the scorer's table, and she's set to come back in. 3:20 to go in the half. It's been all Tigers. They lead 30-14. Schletzbaum on top. You know, work it all the way to the baseline corner left. Back off on top. MHMA is sticking to that 2-3 zone right now. The feed to Wallace. The dish to the left side. The three for Kaplinger. Nope. Rebound. Out of bounds. It is Raven basketball. Natalie will come back into the lineup, and she's going to be in there taking out Jenna Pitts. So for Atchison County, looking out on the floor, we've got four of the original starting five out there. MHMA, here's a three for Urban. Hits the back of the rim, and the long rebound is going to be saved by Hannah Coker. Coker kicks it over to Urban. We're 2:45 to go and running along here toward intermission. Urban will change directions, goes in, gets fouled, coming to the line. Foul is going to be on Natalie Nitz. Natalie trying to stay with Urban defensively, but Urban did a nice job of getting inside her. Natalie does not have the height to overcome that once you get on the inside and picks up the over-the-back foul. Nitz will have foul number one, team foul five. Team fouls are evened up now for these two clubs, and the free throw for Urban hits the back of the rim and kicks back out to her. So Bethany has 4 points. She is one of three at the free throw line. Has one more shot coming here. Sends it airborne. Gets it. So Bethany has five. 2 out of 4 at the stripe. First point in a while for MHMA. They now trail 30-15. Inside 2.5 to go in the first half. Nitz will square up, launch three, and hit it. Natalie Nitz, an outstanding perimeter shooter. Threes, two in the first quarter, two already in the second quarter. She's at a dozen points already. Here's Keckner with the basketball. Gets it to Banowitz. She's running laterally, puts a shot up, won't get it. Kaplinger with a rebound, and Schletzbaum back up the court. 2 minutes left in the half. Over to the right side, they have Nitz shooting over the zone, hitting another one. That is her fifth three of the first half. And again, you cannot play a zone with a couple of these shooters like Natalie, who will keep putting them up and will keep hitting shots. You have to do some junk defense and have a player on her. Here's the feed underneath, and as Carly goes up with a shot, she is fouled. And it'll be Kramer at the free throw line. So foul is going to be on Aaliyah Wallace. It is her first. Every Tiger starter has committed a foul now. And Carly's at the line for two shots. The first one, not going to go. Carly's another of those players who has a, let us call it an unconventional free throw shooting style. As she balances the ball in her right hand, it kind of squares it up and then pushes it toward the basket. Carly brings good height to this team. Here's the second free throw. It will also not go in. And Tigers coming down with a rebound. Laney Panel pulls it in. Schletzbaum brings it up. 1.5 to go now in the half. Squaring up. It's a three. Won't go down. Rebound. Nitz, the smallest player on the court, coming down with that board in the lane. The shot won't go, and Carly gets juked off her feet. Schletzbaum falls to the floor. It will be a foul on Carly Kramer, and Schletzbaum will be coming to the free throw line. Minute 25 left before intermission. Back into the game for Atchison County will come Bowerly. And this will not be a shooting violation. I thought maybe they were going to call it a shooting foul. It's not. It'll be team foul six. So both teams have committed six. We will be shooting free throws from here out. Now, Nitz's shot is fed back to her. Great defense by Banowitz. Here comes Bethany Urban. She'll weave by Nitz. Goes down the left side of the lane. Pulls up. Short jumper. Way too short. We better go back down. Atchison County. Macy Burns coming up with the basketball. Nitz will bring it up the floor. Now look away, pass up the left side. Taken down by Schletzbaum into the lane. 3 steps later, gets the ball knocked out of her hands. And now loose on the floor. Picked up by Banowitz. She'll go left side, drive in, goes up, scores at Banowitz for two. Her first points of the evening. 36 now to 17. Half a minute to go. First half, and ACCHS looks like they're going to be perfectly satisfied with bringing it down and taking perhaps the final shot. No. Coach Eckert wants to talk about this with his team. We'll see what they decide to do. Figuring out what that last shot should be, leading 36-17, half a minute to go in the half.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Morehill Mount Academy's club back out on the floor, and we'll see what ACCHS is going to have as they come out of the timeout. The officials are there saying, come on, guys, you got to come out and play ball. Now he's lecturing the coach a little bit, and we'll see what the Tigers have drawn up. There's no dust out there, so you can't scratch one out with a stick on the ground and drop a play. They're going to hold the ball on top, Schletzbaum, right side the net. They're just standing there. Back to Wallish, out on top, Schletzbaum, 17. Now Schletzbaum is just going to square for a three that does not go in, and I cannot for the life of me imagine that that was the play that was drawn. You don't take a timeout with a half a minute to go, leading by 20, and then have a player just come down and arbitrarily shoot for three. Here comes Morehill Mount Academy. They've got to be aware of the time. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Urban at the buzzer, not even close, and we've come to intermission. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. We're at Atchison, Kansas, with a halftime score. ACCHS Lady Tigers, 36, Morehill Mount Academy, 17.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
We'll be right back. Mount Academy Gymnasium. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Their game coming up next. A quick recap of the opening half of the ladies' game for ACCHS. How about Natalie Nitz? 5 threes, 15 points, leading her team and leading all scorers. Following her is Addison Schlitzbaum with 9-8 for Aaliyah Wallace, 3. Jordan Kaplinger and 1 point, Kinsey Bowerly for MHMA. A 5-point first half for Bethany Urban is good for her scoring honors. Carly Kramer off the bench with 4. Then it was 2 each for Steck, Coker, Kechner, and Banowitz. Stay with us. Second half of the ladies' game coming up next. And then, of course, after that, it will be the boys' game. All that coming your way. But right now with the halftime score, ACCHS 36, MHMA 17. Back we go to Joseph, the Care Sports Studio. Oh, yeah, it's halftime.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball with the Tigers visiting the Ravens as ACCHS has come to town to take on Morehill Mount Academy. We'll be returning to the girls' game in just a few moments. Taking a look around at the Care Country sports schedule, we've got basketball for you tomorrow afternoon. Starting at high noon, we've got Benedictine ladies basketball as they play host to Mid-America. 2 o'clock is when the men should take to the court, sometime right around 2. Taking a look at Thursday, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you from the Care Sports Studio. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Counts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15. I missed Tuesday, December 7th, where we will have Morehill Mount Academy at JCN out of Winchester, Kansas, with the girls' game at 6. The boys should be taken to the court sometime right around 8. Next Friday, we'll have AHS versus Wamego as the Phoenix are playing host to Wamego, with the girls taking to the court sometime right around 6 p.m., the boys taking to the court around 8. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area with the scores as I have them.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pigs. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some finals in yesterday's games with Onega topping Wetmore. In the girls' basketball, it was Onega 45, Wetmore 33. It was Hiawatha 46 over Maryville 39 yesterday. In the Burlington at Holton game with the girls, it was Burlington 34, Holton 29. Silver Lake topped Jeff West yesterday with a final score of Silver Lake 48, Jeff West 41. And Atchison beat Heritage Christian with a final score of Atchison 45, Heritage Christian 40. In today's game, we've got one final. The Royal Valley-Jackson Heights game is over with the Jackson Heights girls beating the Royal Valley girls 61-30. So the Sabetha game is coming down to the wire right now with about 30 seconds left. It looks to be 45 Maryville, Sabetha 43 right now. In the third, it's Valley Falls leading Oskaloosa with Valley Falls girls at 34, Oskaloosa 10. And in this game, we've got Marhill Mount Academy trailing ACCHS with the Ravens at 17, the Lady Tigers at 36. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Snap Fitness has the perfect gift for those hard-to-shop-for people on your list. Monthly memberships are an affordable option, and since Snap Fitness is accessible 24 hours a day, it's a great gift, even for those who have challenging schedules. They have gift certificates for tanning and tanning lotions. Check out Snap Fitness by calling 913-367-1511 or stop by and see them at 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies and quiet tonight with lows around 34. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 52. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows level off around 38. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday with highs around 62. 39 Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's 50.5 degrees Fahrenheit in North Atchison. The wind is out of the east northeast at 3 miles per hour. Relative humidity 59%. Barometric pressure is steady at 30.07 inches of mercury. Dew point 37 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels like temperature is 46. We'll be joining Tom Couts in just a couple of moments.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Back with you here at the Markham Mount Academy Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas. Set to go to the second half of the girls' game. Lady Tigers leading 36-17. Welcome back, everybody, and many thanks to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's the guy who did such a good job taking care of you there at the half. Alternate possession, awards the basketball to MHMA. We're underway in the third quarter. Starting five out there, Zoe Scarlett Hannah, Nora Bethany. Ball's got to be slapped away, lost out of bounds. It'll come back in again, too. MHMA right in front of the student cheering section across the way. It'll be put in play by Hannah Coker. Comes out on top, Zoe Steck. Zoe's out there playing with three fouls. She's going to have the ball knocked out of her hands, stole it away. Up of the book, I'm Addison Schletzbaum. She'll feed in the middle of Wallace. She will turn, shoot, and score. That is, right there, the shot for a Aaliyah Wallace, her 10th point. Aaliyah makes that turn off the block and hard off the window and in. 7:20 to go in the third. 38-17 now. And on the drive, we get contact and a foul. That may be on Natalie. No, it's going to be on Addison Schletzbaum. It'll be her second foul at team foul two. Lady Ravens putting the ball in play. Top side with it. Bethany Urban goes to the right side, changes direction, works it back out on top. Holding up between the circles, lobs it over to the left to Zoe. She will accelerate down to the baseline, drives underneath, gets cut off there by Wallace, bounces it back out on top, cutting down to the baseline again. The shot's going to be knocked out of Kechner's hand by Wallace, and up with it will come the Tigers. Down the left side is going to be Schletzbaum. 6:53 to go in the opening, or in the third quarter. 38-17, Atchison County in front. Pass comes out on top. Kaplinger back. It'll come to Schletzbaum. Little look away. Pass on the wing. That's going to be Natalie Nitz with it. She's right in front of the Tiger bench. Schletzbaum, top of the key, slides over to the left side, comes off the screen, drives in, drops a shoulder, falls away with a shot that misses, and the rebound is on the floor, and Macy Burns does a great job of getting in there and tying this thing up. Possession arrow, Atchison County. 38-17, ACCHS looking to start their season with a W. Here's a shot from the top for Kaplinger, wide to the right side, and the rebound saved by Wallace. Tigers are going to work all the way around the horn to the left side. It's going to be Addison back out on top. Natalie, she's got five. That one won't go, but it's a Tiger rebound. Schletzbaum with it again back out on top. Dumps it over to the right corner. The feet in the middle of Wallace. She's at the free throw line. Won't take that shot. Now the pass down underneath the Burns, and as she has the ball stripped out of her hands, she commits a foul. Hard to the floor goes Hannah Coker, but springs right back to her feet. She's all right. And that'll be the second foul of the game for Macy. Team foul two, Atchison County here in the third quarter. We're 2 minutes into the third. It is still a 38-17 Tiger lead. MHMA got a big hill to climb. Going to have to start putting some points on the board. Have not scored yet in the second half. Now, as she drives into the middle, Zoe Steck is fouled. So the Tigers picking up some fouls early on. And Coach Eckert is going to go to the bench as Schletzbaum now has her third, and he will take Addison out of the game and will put the freshman, Kinsey Bowerly, in. Steck putting it in play. Her bounce pass on the left side. A little running one-handed shot is up and no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Burns. Here come the Tigers. 38-17. ACCHS in front, and we have seen a dearth of offense here in the second half. We've seen 2 points in the first 2.5 minutes. I mean, that's 2 points combined for these two teams. Round to the right side, Nitz falling away, nearly travels, but gets rid of the ball in time. A turnaround shot by Wallace is well short, and a rebound, Scarlett Bagley. Outlet pass down the right side. Driving in, Kechner in up, hits the bottom of the backboard. The ball rolls and goes out of bounds. It will be off a Tiger. Substitution into the game. It will be Carly Kramer, the freshman for MHMA, checking in. 5:13 to play in the third. Still 38-17. The scoring faucet has been turned off. 3-point shot up, missing for the Lady Ravens. Family Nitz back up the floor with it. Nitz takes it across, works over to the right side, dishes it out there to Bowerly, who's in the game, feeds inside. The shot is up by Burns, and we got a foul on Scarlett. Scarlett Bagley now officially in the scorebook. That is her first foul of the game. And at the free throw line, Macy. Macy's the only starter for Atchison County to not have gotten a point on the board yet. Looking to correct that, and does. Hits the first of two, and one more shot coming her way. Returning again for the Tigers off the bench is going to be Jenna Pitts. Burns' second free throw will not go in, and We got a whistle. We have a lane violation. So the Tigers are going to get a little reprieve of that missed shot. One more shot coming up here. Macy can't knock it down even the second time, but gets her own rebound off the missed shot. Tigers will keep the offense going. Here's a three, left side, got it! That's Jenna Pitt, to the delight of the Tiger crowd. She will make it now 42-17, 4:40 to play in the third quarter. MHMA still looking for a first point here in the second half. We're approaching the midpoint of the third. Coker will go right side, Steck. Zoe for three, too strong. Rebounding it back down, Bowerly. She'll come down the right side. Never saw the defender behind her and wildly throws the ball back behind her. It's going to be saved by Nitz and a great bit of good fortune. Nitz will pull up, step and a half above the arc and throw it in. How about that shooting from the outside for Natalie Nitz? Her 18th point on 6-3. 4:04 to go in the third quarter. And are we getting a timeout? Or are we just going to have some substitutions come into the game? It is 45-17. Tigers are going to apply some full court pressure on the inbound, and MHMA will throw it away on the outlet. 3:50 to go in the third. Swing pass is going to go over to the left side, down out of the wing. Schletzbaum, who's checked back in with those fouls. Right side, Wallish. Back on top. The shot? No. Rebound. There's going to be a little foul there. Let's see against whom this one is going to be called. Foul is going to be Bethany, and it will be her third foul. So both Bethany Urban and Zoe Steck with three fouls each. Here's Wallish, back over to the left side. Schletzbaum, the uncontested three, won't drop. Rebound, hauled back down by the Tigers. And here's what ACCHS does. And here's what they do really well. They just hustle. They are constantly moving. That shot goes up. They are looking for a rebound. They are not looking to be denied the ball ever. And if you pause a moment, they're already by you because they just stay after it that hard. So, hats off to Coach Eckert and the way he's got his team playing. Mackenzie Bowerly puts up the first free throw. It does hit the bottom of the net, but that's as it shoots beneath the basket, about 3 feet short. She'll get another shot, though. It remains 45-17. This one is up. It will rattle in, and she is 2 of 4 at the free throw line for 2 points. 46-17 Tigers. 3:20 to go in the third. Scarlett kicks it over to the left side. Hope will put the shot on its way and won't get it. And a rebound comes down to Atchison County. Wallish pulls the board down. She may have got poked in the eye a little bit. She's rubbing the left eye as she brings up the floor. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. The ball batted away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will have been off Hope Banowitz. But tell you what, give Hope total props there. She went headlong and hustling after that loose basketball. Zoe Steck will come back into the game. Also coming back in for Coach Nolan is going to be Nora Keckner. So you've got Keckner and Steck out there with Banowitz and Coker and Kramer. Tigers with the ball. Back and in, Bowerly, nothing there. Comes off on top, Schletzbaum, a little off balance, kicks it over on the right side, the shot is missed, and crashing in for the rebound. Now we're going to get a foul on the floor. And again, the Tigers hustle after the ball. As a matter of fact, when Nitz took that shot, as it got out of her hand, she was running to the middle to look for a rebound in the event that it would have missed. Bowerly puts this free throw up. Does hit the rim, but comes right back to her. 46-17, Tigers in front with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. Eyes it, shoots it, rolls, doesn't get it. Rebound, jump ball, possession arrow. MHMA. .46-17, Tigers in front. Down to 2.5 to play in the third quarter. Here's Zoe Steck. He'll work away to the left side, being guarded out on top by Bowerly. Skip pass will go in the middle off the left block. The turnaround shot of the lane is going to be a little too hard, and going up for the rebound, Cooper commits to the foul. For Hannah, it'll be her first foul of the game. Hannah has 2 points tonight. They came in the opening quarter. Tigers will be putting it in play right between the Raven bench and the scorer's table. Here comes Natalie. She'll go over to the left side. Burns, Macy crossing at the free throw line. Back out on top, it'll come to Addison. Schlitzbaum could not shake Zoe. Kicks it off on top. 3-point shot, airborne, missing. Rebound followed up, and it's going to go in. 48-17, and we're down to 2 minutes to play. The ball is going to be stolen, and Nitz will turn and shoot and score again for three. Natalie Nitz. Well, she's going to make that Bank of Atchison player of the game decision pretty easy right now. She's over 20 points on 7 3-point shots. The turnaround shot, Zoe Steck for two. And Zoe now with 4 points tonight. It is 51-19. Natalie comes out on the left side. Here's a shot from the outside. It's going to be up and good. Kenzie Bowerly from outside. It is now 54-19. And we're down to a minute 15 to play in the third quarter. MHMA cuts across under the baseline. A little reverse layup for Zoe. Will not go down. And Tigers coming up with a rebound. Schlitzbaum directing traffic out in front of her, and she will look away. The defense and the driving layup is going to be good for Burns, her third point. It is now 56-19, and we're inside a minute. Steck with the ball, skips inside. Two defenders step in front of Carly Kramer. The ball is tied up, and a jump ball comes back to ACCHS. Scarlett coming back into the game, and Bethany coming back into the game. For more Hillmount Academy. Tigers are going to bring Wallish back in. Laney Pannell returns to the floor as well. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Atchison County with the ball. The turnaround shot from the lane will not go in for Wallish this time, but Burns coming down with a rebound and trying to come up with the steal. Scarlett ends up just coming up with her second foul. Scarlett Bagley, two fouls this evening is her line. It's a 56-19 Atchison County lead. Tigers will have it in at the baseline. Comes into Wallish. Now the ball batted away on the floor. Picked back up Atchison County. Wallish at the free throw line. They're going to call a three-second violation. I've seen a lot of those tonight in the course of the first three games. It's the first one I've seen called tonight. It's the first game of the year for the officials, too. 18 seconds, 17. We're rolling along toward the end of the third quarter. Atchison County, a dominating effort tonight. 9 seconds left in the third. Bethany Urban with the basketball over to Zoe. Drives baseline, runner up, won't go. Rebounding it down, Tigers, and three quarters are in the book. We'll be back going to the fourth quarter in Atchison. ACCHS, Lady Tigers 56, Morehillmount Academy 19.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas, where we're going to the fourth quarter of the ladies' game, and It has been. It continues to be all ACCHS here this evening. How about this for the Lady Tigers? 21 points for Natalie Nitz on 7 3-point shots. Only other double-figure scoring for the Tigers belongs to Aaliyah Wallish. She's got 10. For MHMA, the leading scorer, Bethany Urban, she had 5 points in the second quarter. Those five hold up for high-scoring honors right now. It'll be Tiger basketball. ACCHS with the starting five out there. Burns, Kaplinger, Wallish, Schlesbaum, and Nitz. And Tigers are going to turn it over. Little forced turnover. ACCHS will apply full court pressure defensively here in the fourth quarter, leading in the ballgame 56-19. And we're going to have a whistle and a timeout taken by Coach Noel. We'll take a break with the Lady Ravens, 7:34 to play in the ballgame again. Atchison County 56, MHMA 19.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
We come out of the MHMA timeout, and the Tigers have elected to, instead of pressing full court with a 30-plus point lead, they decided that they are going to drop back and set up the defense on the other end of the court. And as MHMA comes up the floor, Tigers commit a foul. Ball comes in, and Morehill Mount Academy is going to be tied up at the free throw line. That will be a jump ball possession to the Lady Ravens. 56-19, inside 7 minutes to go. Zoe will be putting it in play. And slapped out of bounds by Schlesbaum. Tigers leading it by, we've got to do the quick math, 37 points. Simply starting five out there with Burns, Kaplinger, Wallace, Schlesbaum, and Nitz. It'll be put in play here for MHMA. Lobbed out on top. Right side is going to be Coker. Back over to the left. Driving in. Going to be slapped away. Knocked out of bounds by Schlesbaum. Nobody coming to the scorer's table yet for ACCHS. 6:10 to play. The inbound, and Carly Kay goes up, gets fouled, and will come to the free throw line. Inside 6 minutes now. The foul is going to be the second of the ball game for Aaliyah Wallish. Free throw won't go for Carly. Carly is 0-3 at the free throw line this evening, but has 4 points. Looking it over, eyeing it up. This one looks good. There it is. Carly Kramer hits the free throw, her 5th point of the game. 5:20 left now. It is a 56-20 game. Tigers out on top. Skip pass is going to be booted and kicked out of bounds by Zoe. It will come back in again to MHMA. Now, Atchison County will make a couple of substitutions, and Coach has gone 8 deep so far tonight. Here's a shot. It's going to be up. Missing by Bowerly. Hits the back of the rim. Cam's way up high. Zoe's going to have it. Back up with the welcome. MHMA off the miss by Bowerly. Skip pass over to the left side. Comes out on top. Here's Urban. Hits three. It's short. Rebound underneath. And up with the welcome, Lady Tigers. That was a double dribble. No whistle call, but it doesn't matter because Bowerly's pass sails out of bounds. a little bit too long for the confines of the court. It'll hit the wall, and back up with it will come Morehill Mount Academy. 4:20 left in the game. Urban up court with it. Goes to the left side to Steck. Back out of top, Zoe. Goes down to the baseline. Trapped there. Kicks it back to Bethany. Head fake doesn't fool anybody. Here's a three for Banowitz. No. And rebound. Players go to the floor. And as we go inside 4 minutes to play, the jump ball will come back to ACCHS. We've got Macy Burns out of the court and Lainey Pannell and Powerly down here. And coming up the floor, we've got Jordan Kaplinger. And now with the ball, Jenna Pitts out on top. 3:40 to go. Pitts will skip it up to Kaplinger. And she will travel with it. Tigers turnover. Morehill Mount Academy is going to go to the bench. And we are going to see Nora Keckner come in. And we're going to see Catherine Peisch into the game. So Catherine Peisch will enter for the first time today, the freshman. Over to the right side with the basketball, Bethany comes back into the middle, nearly has it knocked away. Here's a shot. It is up. It is off the mark, and it is going to go out of bounds. Here comes Atchison County. 2:50 now to play in the game. ACCHS up the floor. Taking her time, not in any hurry. The feed inside. Going to be stolen by Zoe. Here comes Steck. Kicks it over to the right side. On the floor once, twice. Up and good for Bethany. Bethany Urban with the bucket. And that's an assist for Zoe. It is now 56-22. Tigers. Shot up, missing. Follow shot up, missing. Rebound. Steck has it. Gets it away to Urban. 2 minutes to play. Bethany down the court. Nearly has the ball stolen away from her. We'll dump it over to the left side. Here's a turnaround shot. Keckner got it. How about that? There's Nora Keckner for two. And Nora had a couple of free throws early. Those 2 points give her four. And we're taking a timeout with a minute 56 to play. Timeout on the floor. It is Atchison County 56, MHMA 24.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas. ACCHS putting the ball in play. They'll bring it up the court. We have a commanding lead here. Here's a driving shot from the left side. It's going to be up and good. It's Bowley for a couple more. She got a lot of JV time tonight. Has had a nice evening. Skip pass to the right side by Nora Adams is going to be taken away by a defender. Here come the Tigers. They'll go back down the right side. Atchison County, right side of the lane. They'll travel, no whistle. The shot goes up, and it rolls in. How about that one? Give credit for the bucket to the Tigers. Emmy Smith, the 5'10 junior. So Emmy getting her first point. Here's a shot from the left side, up and not going to go in. Back up with it will come. Atchison County, the drive left, the running shot, off the rim once, twice, won't go, rebound, fought for, and we have a foul call. It'll be put in play down to the baseline. 60-24. All kinds of substitutions coming in and out of the game for these two teams here. It's a madhouse. And now they're going to say, is that going to say a 1-1? Well, that's going to finish it then. coming to the free throw line is going to be Atchison County, and Malin Cummings is going to shoot. Malin, shot, no. Rebound, pulled down by Nora. Outlets left side, Hope, 9 seconds. Banowitz, drive, shoots and scores, Hope Banowitz. She'll hit the bucket, draw the foul, they're going to give her the free throw. Are we out of time? We're going to count that bucket. She will get this shot. And the final score of the game is the only thing that hangs in the balance here. Left-handed. Didn't realize that. Free throw will not go in. Final score tonight, ACCHS 60, MHMA 26. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet. Customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Ladies game in the book and the guys game coming up. We'll recap that women's contest today. Win for ACCHS 60-26 for Atchison County. Bank of Atchison player of the game was decided early on as Natalie Nitz knocked down 7 three-point shots on her way to 21, leading her team, leading all scorers tonight. Natalie Nitz, Bank of Atchison player of the game. 10 tonight for Aaliyah Wallace, 9 for both Kinsey Bowerly and Addison Schletzbaum. It was a three-point game for Macy Burns and Jordan Kaplinger and Jenna Pitts. 2 tonight for Emmy Smith. For MHMA, scoring honors belong to Bethany Urban with 7, 5 in the game for Kimberly Kramer. 4 apiece for Zoe Steck, Nora Keckner, and Hope Banowitz. 2 tonight for Hannah Coker. ACCHS begins the season 1-0, MHMA at 0-1. We're going to take a brief respite. We'll be back. Guys game coming up next. Men's game. The two teams are out of the court warming up for our second half of the high school hoops doubleheader. First game. Morehill Mount Academy, falling to ACCHS. Right now, we're kicking it back to Joseph. We'll return with the guys' game right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.